whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we launch here into yet another program where you can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. So we're going to tell you about a story out of Down Under here in a little bit involving the next step of the smoking ban universe, the first. The story out of D.C. is that the Transportation Security Administration, you know, the group of bureaucrats that's working tirelessly to keep you safe, trying to keep the skies friendly, trying to keep the terrorists from climbing all aboard all those airplanes and blowing crap up. You know, the TSA, those people that stop you from bringing water bottles into the airport and stop you from bringing things that are over 3 ounces on your carry-on bag.
But you could bring water in your carry-on bag if it is in packages of 3 ounce bottles and they're in, you know, like 1 quart. Those 3 ounce bottles fit in a 1 quart bag. So yeah, they really haven't stopped water from coming on. They've just stopped it from coming on and big in the regular 12-ounce bottles or whatever.
These heroic people who are working day in and day out to keep the skies of America safe. Well, actually, they're not really doing very much. They what they are doing is making it inconvenient to fly. They're making it difficult for people to get from point A to point B. They're trying to make it seem as though they're providing some level of security, but it's really all just an illusion. Because we know that anybody that's actually serious about blowing up a plane or hijacking a plane or doing some sort of damage to other people on a plane, they won't be necessarily stopped by the TSA, especially if there are multiple people that are going about the same project, if you brute force them with numbers.
Yeah, let's not forget that the TSA, you know, generously, they test themselves, and I'd say generously, the news stories I see say 70-80%, you know, these are specific stories in Colorado, in Tampa. But generously, they miss about 50% of guns, knives, and bombs. Let's say they've gotten better in the last year or two, which doesn't seem likely to me. But even if they got 33% of, you know, if they only missed 33% of guns, knives, and bombs, all you have to do is send three terrorists through, one's going to get through.
Exactly. So we've been following the TSA over the years, and
I'd also before you go on, I'd also like to point out that the problem on 9/11 wasn't planes blowing up. It was planes flying into buildings, and those planes were hijacked with carpentry knives or whatever, these utility blades. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen again. Americans aren't going to allow somebody to hijack a plane with a utility blade.
Well, it certainly what happened recently with the TSA, it's just amazing. We've been following them for years on this program, just kind of talking about the asinine new policies they're introducing, how it is that not only are their policies in many ways asinine, but also very Orwellian and frightening at the same time, where they're eyeballing people with special agents trying to see if they look like they might be a terrorist, or they look like they might.
They're looking for nervous people.
Yeah, there's
that. Crazy.
They're also looking now for people that are perhaps going to show symptoms of having the flu. Some people have proposed that they might actually stop you if you look like you have the flu and just stop you from getting on a plane or force you to take a flu shot. That I don't think has quite developed yet. But in this case, in a massive security breach, the story over at ABC News, the Transportation Security Administration inadvertently posted online its airport screening procedures manual, including some of the most closely guarded secrets regarding special rules for diplomats and CIA and law enforcement officers. The most sensitive parts of the 93-page standard operating procedures manual were apparently redacted in a way that computer savvy individuals easily overcame. The document shows sample CIA, congressional, and law enforcement credentials, which experts say would make it easy for terrorists to duplicate. The improperly redacted areas indicate that only 20% of checked bags are to be hand-searched for explosives and reveal in detail the limitations of X-ray screening machines.
So there it is. Their policies are now online, and once they're online, people...
and then ABC links to the manual.
Once they're online, they never go away, because now they've... Yeah, and how long is it going to... Because the hackers have now made copies, and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, how long until they... It's going to take the government to change their policy.
God, who knows?
Months and months and months. We might as well shut the TSA down for the next year.
Yeah.
Let them go about filling out their, you know, their new book, and then you know, let them come back to work after they've started. I'd be interested to see exactly how many terrorist attacks occur in that year. By the way.
They go on to interview some bureaucrats about how shocking and appalling and astounding, shocking, appalling, astounding are three of the...
they really are using these terms.
Would those be adjectives? Or,
yeah.
Those are adjectives. Anyway, the three of the adjectives used to describe this. The manual provides a roadmap to those who would do us harm, said Senator Susan Collins. The detailed information...
Because Susan Collins believes the TSA is actually doing something to keep us from being harmed. I just talked to a cop, you know, a veteran police officer that said that he felt that the people, you know, it was just this weekend, and this isn't anybody from the Liberty community or anything like that, just some veteran cop who says, man, those guys, they're incompetent, they aren't, you know, I use the term security theater, and he agreed. You know, he just thought that it was the silliest thing ever what they're doing, and that they're not doing anything. And
but they've got badges,
pointless.
Mark. They've got badges.
He laughed
uniforms.
At that, too.
The TSA spokesbureaucrat says the document posted online is an outdated version, improperly posted by the agency to the Federal Business Opportunities website, wherein redacted material was not properly protected. TSA requested the document be taken offline, but by then it had spread around the internet and is still available today. The document contains a list of items for which screening is not required, including wheelchairs, footwear of disabled individuals, casts, and orthopedic shoes.
How do you get to be a disabled individual? Because I'd prefer to not have have to take my shoes off.
That's a good question. I don't know. I know with a dog, you can just put a little uniform on it or a vest. The redacted portions also indicate which law enforcement personnel are specially screened or exempt from some screening procedures and indicate what requirements they must meet to be eligible for special screening. TSA screeners are also told to require extra screening for any passenger whose passport was issued by Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Libya, Sudan, Afghanistan, Lebanon, Somalia, Iraq, Yemen, or Algeria. Hey, I thought they weren't profiling. I thought they weren't profiling. I thought they were just kind of randomly.
Maybe they're saying that they're not profiling,
right.
And then they are, in fact, profiling.
The document also reveals that during peak travel times, TSA screeners who check identification can reduce from 100% to 25% the times they use black lights to authenticate documents. Screening is like a big puzzle, and this SOP gives you directions on putting the puzzle together, says a former federal air marshal who was fired for revealing holes in the TSA security after the 9/11 attacks. He added that the TSA's assertion the documents posted are old holds no merit. He says how much in screening procedure changes in 17 months. It's a one-dimensional process. TSA says it's taking the release of the sensitive information seriously and is conducting a full review. The agency said in a statement, the TSA has many layers of security to keep the traveling public safe.
Including taking their water bottles away.
And to constantly adapt to
any cologne that might be more than 3.2 ounces. Why do they pick that number, that arbitrary number?
I don't know. Constantly adapt to evolving threats. So the TSA is confident that screening procedures currently in place remain strong. The document also provides a glimpse into the special treatment available for governors, lieutenant governors, and the mayor of Washington, D.C., as well as their spouses, family, and staff.
Mayor of Washington, D.C. I guess he's a governor, something.
Yeah.
The equivalent.
So they treat the politicians special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they do.
Them.
You know, the idea that they're screening for water bottles and all that other stuff, because it might have chemicals that you can create to put, you know, hydrogen cyanide or whatever, you know, whip that up in the 6 hours with the Bunsen burners and all that other stuff that it would take to do with just raw chemicals. You know, why wouldn't you be able to put those things in 3 ounce bottles in your 1 quart bag and carry them on? All they're requiring the terrorists to do is to be a little more thorough.
Also, if you think that the terrorists didn't already have this information, I think you're probably fooling yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is it to get a job with the TSA? Have you seen some of their screeners? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Government's keeping you safe, though, right? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts insist on charging you for their websites because they're so special. Well, actually, it's my understanding that Free Talk Live has more stuff on our website for free than most of the other talk show hosts have behind their paid barrier. So go and enjoy. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And
would you like to get a non-lethal weapon in the hands of your loved one this week? This is holiday season, excuse me, with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high-level utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand because it's a flashlight. And unlike other weapons, because you can't walk around carrying a gun, there's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon. And the Tiger Light, you can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas rate over there at tiger.freetalklive.com. I've got one. It's great. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
When you say you can't walk around carrying a gun, you mean toting a gun in your hand.
Wouldn't you look silly walking around with a Glock in your hand?
Yeah. I mean, that would be considered brandishing, and you would actually be committing a crime.
Right. It's a crime to carry a gun in your hand while walking around, but it is not a crime to carry the Tiger Light. It's just a flashlight, you know.
Right on. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Then we'll give you an update on what's happening with smoking ban down in Australia land. First, we go to Winnipeg and talk to Scott. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Scott.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was hoping Wayne was going to be there tonight, but it doesn't sound like he is.
It's my understanding that Wayne will not be here tonight. However, Wayne will be in for the remainder of the month every Wednesday night.
Okay, great. Good. Well, then I'll probably call back next Wednesday as well. Because last week he read a few things and talked about a few things that were really, really bad information regarding vaccines from that website that he seems to love to go to, naturalnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won't like get into a list or anything, but come on, that I looked at that website and it's just full of crap. It's just full of crap, and you're letting him put this stuff on the air on your show, spreading information that is wrong and terrible, terribly misleading.
Well, Free Talk Live isn't a venue that we don't have a massive team of people to check things out. We don't have all these producers.
You have your listeners, and I'm here to help you out.
Thank you.
Here you are.
But the problem is, Scott, that I can't argue against or for things like vaccines because one truly has to be an expert in this area in order to be able to talk about them.
And that's my point. That is my point, is that I'm no expert. I'm just a schmo that reads stuff. But that's why we need to listen to people that actually do the research and people that actually know what they're talking about. Not me. I mean, anyone can make any website and go to anything, right?
Sure. So can Wayne. So can Wayne, right? Like, you are a schmo, Wayne is a schmo.
Scott, are you referring to the 10 questions segment that Wayne did where he read 10 questions that vaccine advocates would not want to be asked?
Yes, and that's a total red herring anyways because as far as, like, the questions they don't want you to ask, that's hyperbole. It's not true. No scientist says vaccines are 100% safe. They all work. They don't say that. But this is the thing that these people that are anti-vaccine will say, oh, they don't want you to know the truth, and that's just not true. The numbers are published. We know how many people have adverse
effects. Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, obviously, Wayne's not here to defend himself in this case. However, it seemed to me that he was just asking questions. I don't know if he was making claims necessarily, but I think that Wayne would probably agree that there are people that are vaccinated and that they're fine. It's just the question is, what about the people that aren't fine, like Mark, who has taken a flu vaccine twice, and he got very, very sick immediately thereafter. I don't think anybody thinks that vaccines are necessarily dangerous to everyone. But it's those people that are, susceptible that I think should be very, very concerned. And you don't know you're susceptible until you take one of these things. And then you might find out that it was a really bad idea.
And that's a fair point. And Mark does say that. I don't doubt him. I don't disbelieve him. But the thing is, humans are terrible with assessing risk and odds. Just because maybe I know 8 people that got the flu shot and they all got sick. That's only a sample group of 8 people. That's why you have to look at large numbers to understand how many people actually get sick. If I'm dealt a hand of cards, 5 cards, the chances that I would get those actual 5 cards are very low, but yet I still get them. So it goes back to odds and understanding odds and risk and all these things. So, I mean, people's personal
right, and I'd like to look
personal.
At the risk for a moment here. I'd like to just take a moment and look at the risk because, for me, as somebody who doesn't really have a horse in this race, I'm kind of on the outside looking in here. I mean, I had probably a handful of vaccines as a very young child, and that's all I recall.
I'd like to point out that I vaccinate my cat. I haven't vaccinated my child. And for me, it's an issue of fear. It's not really an issue of anything else. I'm not. The doctors take an oath to do no harm, and then they administer a vaccine that they know to be harmful to some people. And to me, I find that a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. I understand that the chances are very low, but whatever.
Mark, did you drive to Ian's house today?
I did.
Do you know what the risk is that you're going to die in a car accident?
It's pretty high, especially on snowy roads.
A lot higher than you're going to, you know, get harmed by a vaccine. I'm not talking.
I believe you, Scott. I believe you there. Okay, certainly automotive accidents are very, very dangerous.
But harm is difficult to quantify.
Well, okay, that's fine. But certainly automotive accidents are very dangerous. But in order for Mark to do this show, he has to drive here. So that's something that, you know, if he had a little gyrocopter or something like that, I'm sure he'd fly that here. But as far as the most practical way for him to get here right now today in this world we live in, he has to drive. So that's one of those risks that he has to take. The vaccine is a risk that you don't necessarily... Hold on. The vaccine is... The vaccine is a risk you don't have to take, because in the case of, let's just talk about the flu vaccine, the one they're trying to shove down everybody's throats every single year, a different vaccine. In the case of the flu vaccine, let's also look at the risk that I'll, number one, get the flu in the first place, fairly low. Number two, die as a result of getting the flu if
let's
I got
look
it.
At the, sure, let's do that. Let's look at the real numbers. 30 to 50,000 people in the U.S. die from the flu every year. What's the number of people that will die from a vaccine shot every year in the U.S.?
There's no way to tell because no doctor will listen.
It's an additional risk.
Right. Listen, Scott. Wait. Just one second.
Okay.
When I went to a medical professional and I reported my illness due to the vaccine, they said, you're wrong. And there was no test. There was no nothing. I was told to go the F away. And that was what I got. The next time when I took their, because I believed them, the next time I took their shot, and then I didn't bother going to report it after that. And you see, this is the problem here, is there isn't any good data because the people in the medical establishment don't care to find it out.
And what you're trying to advocate...
Huge generalization.
It was my life,
dude. We're talking about dead people, dead bodies. It's hard to hide.
Well, now it's got
to
be dead people. Well, the people... Right, death is a big issue, certainly, Scott, but the people that that say that vaccines are harmful claim that they, in fact, compromise immune systems. How are you going to find out if a person who took a vaccine has a weaker immune system than somebody who didn't? How would you know that?
I'll bring it back. You can answer that question in a moment. Hang on, Scott. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Scott's advocating I take an additional risk by getting a flu shot. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including stuff like our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. It is our syndicate. They run Genesis Communications Network, but they also sell gold and silver. And lots of people buying gold and silver these days. It's a very popular commodity changing hands because the dollar is decreasing in value. And it's a good way to invest your money to as a hedge against inflation. I have picked out some coins over there that I think are good choices for sort of simple ones for the people who don't do the collecting. These aren't collector's coins or anything like that. This is just, you know, being bought for the value of the gold and silver. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
As we continue, bring Scott back here. He's in Winnipeg. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're calling again, as the vaccine advocates have been calling week after week to attempt to persuade us into accepting the idea that vaccines are necessarily a fairly safe thing to do and a good idea.
It may be true. I don't know.
And I, for one, maybe it is true for most people, but it seems to me, and we've actually got somebody that wants to talk to you here in a moment, but sure. It seems to me that you're advocating that I take an unnecessary risk, one that has questionable benefits. Because, as I pointed out before, the question is, well, as a healthy individual, how likely is it I'm going to contract the flu? How likely is it that I will somehow suffer death as a result of contracting the flu? Very unlikely.
1 in 10,000.
Sounds low.
1 in 10,000 Americans die from the flu. Healthy people and sick people.
Oh, you mean 1 in 10,000 who contract the flu die from?
No, 1 in 10,000 people die in
the
U.S.
That doesn't make sense. I've never heard of anybody dying from the flu. Are you talking about somebody who's like already very ill or something like that?
No, we're talking about dying from the flu. 30,000 to 50,000 people in the U.S. die every year in the U.S.
What is it?
30,000 to 50,000 people die in the U.S.
And so
there are 300 million people in the United States. 30,000 out of 300 million is 0.0001.
Yes.
That's not one in 10,000. Is that one in 10,000?
It's one in 10,000.
All right, okay. Man. But
how many of those people?
One in 100,000 people have an adverse reaction to the vaccine. So your chances of dying are 10 times higher than getting sick from the vaccine.
Those are the real numbers, believe them or not. I can choose to believe whatever I want, and you're right about that. And we had addressed an issue as far as the medical professionals and reporting. Sure. Flu issues. I almost died from the flu vaccine, and it would have been reported as a flu death and not as a flu vaccine death because, well, the people who gave it to me would have been liable for the administering this thing. The doctor, the hospital, all these people would have had a certain level of liability, so they're not going to find that it looks like we get, and I don't even know how they would go about testing this.
I thought they weren't liable for it.
Well, the vaccine company isn't.
Oh, okay. The doctors.
I don't know whether they are or not. But do you want to deal with the lawsuit?
Look, you're talking about people dying from the flu, and it seems to me that the people that are going to die from the flu are people with poor immune systems. It's my understanding that it's the elderly.
Healthy people die of the flu, Ian. They just do.
How many of the 30,000 to 50,000 people are healthy versus elderly or infants or something like that?
Is it okay for infants to die from the flu? Why does it matter how old they are?
Do you give infants flu vaccines? I thought you had to be 2 years old to get a flu vaccine.
No. My son is 9 months old. He got his flu vaccine.
At 6 months?
I think you have to be 6 months or older, I believe it is. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. I thought an infant, I guess, is about something, you know.
They're different for different vaccines. So.
I guess the issue is I'm just not scared, Scott, and I'm not scared enough to go pump myself full of a bunch of chemicals that I don't know what they're going
to do. And plus, the flu vaccines are a poor choice because they have to guess, and they're rarely guessed right. They said this.
You're right on that one.
The swine flu is going to be this world pandemic. Oh, my God. The cows are falling. Pigs are falling from the sky. We're all going to die. And then it turns out it's a mild flu vaccine.
Flu season.
Flu season. And I'm just, concerned.
I don't buy into the fear. I don't. I just have a problem when I hear misinformation being put out on my favorite radio show, my favorite podcast. And it bothers me, and that's why I'm calling in, because I hear this stuff that's been coming
Is it misinformation that the companies that make these things have no liability? Because that's one of the things Wayne claimed.
That's not
okay, so you're not saying that all of his information was misinformation. You're just saying
that's not science, though.
Sure, but the problem is that science is so deeply in bed with the government, and you can't get around that, Scott.
And now, I agree with you on that.
Which brings me to another issue here. Do you believe that humans are causing global climate change?
You want to get into that?
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes to cook you over the open fire.
Okay, I don't know.
I believe there's probably some evidence for and against. I think climate change is really over-exaggerated.
Tell you what, I'm going to bring Matt on the line here. Matt, on in Illinois, on the AMP line with Scott in Winnipeg. Matt, go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Scott, first off, I want to explain something about where Wayne got those 10 questions, because I happen to get them, too.
I saw the website. I looked
questions.
At it.
I'm sorry?
I looked at the website. I saw the National News website. I looked at it a lot.
Right. That's a guy. He's a naturopath. He's educated, too.
Yeah, that website's full of fun.
He's educated.
And HIV
stuff. Guys are educated. Okay? The people that you're trusting are educated.
The people I'm trusting use science.
Look at it this way,
use science.
Okay?
I looked at that website. On there, they advocate homeopathy and are AIDS, HIV deniers. I'm sorry, that's bunk. I'll calm down.
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
What's
your
evidence? I agree with the naturopathic way. I think that nature has found a whole bunch of cures for us because nature and man has kind of evolved together.
Nature kills
people. Modern medicine has kind of forgotten that.
Nature kills people.
How to extrapolate from nature to make these cures. That's how I feel about it. Since I've started taking care of myself in a natural way, I have become much better than what I was under doctor's care. Now, that's my personal experience. I am not trusting anybody and what they say. That's my personal experience. Hello?
We're here.
He's listening to you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What you sound like to me in a lot of ways, and it's because you keep pounding this issue, it's kind of like having a Jehovah's Witness knocking at your door every day.
It's fair to say I'm hounding. I'm calling because Free Talk Live are still bringing it up, so I call in reaction to it. I don't think it's fair to say I'm hounding anything.
I'm calling because you brought it up to Free Talk Live, which I haven't.
Yeah, I brought it up tonight because I was calling to talk to Wayne about last week, so I'm sorry it's not there.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is...
And Matt, can I say, I don't doubt your personal experience. How could I? It's not my personal experience. But the thing is, one person's personal experience is not enough data. There's people in the world that think they've been abducted by aliens, that think that they've seen Bigfoot, no offense to Mark. But one person's personal experience isn't a large enough data to come up with what is reality.
Scott, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, guys.
However, be that as it may, if somebody believes that they've been abducted by aliens, that's fine with me. I have no reason to disbelieve them.
Yeah.
This show is about freedom. I shouldn't say that. What I'm concerned with is freedom. And when it comes to the vaccinations, what bothers me about them more than anything is that there are laws that say that these children have to take the vaccinations. And that's wrong. If you don't want your children taking the vaccination, it should be your decision.
Absolutely right. I agree with that completely. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the thoughts tonight from both sides there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's not the last vaccine call we have. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping there. You get to buy whatever you need to buy. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of products in dozens of categories. Even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that. Or save money on shipping, buy brand new, and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link. Free Talk Live gets a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Mark's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, again, how you doing? I wish Mark, that guy Scott was still on the phone.
Sorry about that. What's on your mind tonight?
I would like to thank him for trying to save my life, but I don't need him to. But, and why is he afraid of dying? Like you said before, you're not scared. Me neither. I have heart disease, and they said I'm going to need a transplant someday. The last 10 years, I've been in and out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And every time they tell me, it gets funnier. Okay? I tell them good because I'm tired of this movie anyway. But scared, like the duct tape. You remember years ago, the duct tape? Everybody went out and got duct tape and put it on their houses.
Duct tape.
Who would
want to
live through a nuclear bomb?
Right, yeah, that's how I feel about
There's
it.
No, I mean, pandemic, like you said, where's all the dying people?
What's the point? I mean, I completely agree with you. Life is great and everything, but yeah, if it's going to be a nuclear wasteland, I don't know if I want to be around. Sorry.
No. So be it. You know, I'm not scared, buddy. Like I said, the thought of dying, it brings a smile to my damn face.
Yeah, right?
I'm only kidding. But like, yeah, Scott, no, don't save my life, man. You don't have to. Appreciate it, though.
That's a great viewpoint.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Call,
you know, I think that this brings up the, for me, I get where Mark's coming from. When somebody says, oh, the human-caused global climate change is real, well, what that says to me is, and the only solution is the government telling you how to live. When somebody says, vaccines work and you should take them, the only thing I hear is, and the best way to get herd immunity is to force people to take them in order to go to, you know, the government school, which we extract their money from.
Because everyone has to live for as long as possible, right?
When I hear these advocations of these things, I understand the people behind them, especially on this show, will make all the caveats in the world. But once those they trickle up to the people in power, they say, well, for God's sakes, vaccines are good things. I've got questions, and I don't want to be forced into vaccines. I've got questions about human-caused global climate change, and I don't want to be forced into some socialist world government that's going to enforce their you know, carbon taxes and all that other stuff. These things are inexorably linked. That's all. That's what I see.
Yeah, that's why I never really understood. I mean, his point of, I love his point also about the bomb shelter thing. I don't want to live in that world, you know. And then there's people in the liberty movement that are, they believe that it's all going to come crashing down and that we're going to need to go back to a world where you have to hunt for food and that you're going to be killing your neighbors and eating them, cooking them over a spit. And it's going to be kill or be killed, that kind of thing. This kind of dystopian, I guess it's not dystopian, but this,
dystopian.
Is it dystopian? Anyway, it's this kind of scary, possible future that is one in which I don't really care to live in. I don't want to go and run through the woods and kill little bunnies and, you know, just to shove their bloody head into my mouth. You know, I don't want to live that life. I like the life that I have right now. Why is that life going to be worth living? I mean, what will I have that will be wonderful at that point? Will I have my girlfriend? No, not if she's been slaughtered and eaten by, you know, some mad marauders that are
roaming the streets. Well, I do want to live to that. I do want to live to see that world.
I don't want to see that world. What are you talking about? Why do you want to see that world?
If that's the only choice I have, that's the one I would prefer. I prefer to live. I just want to live. So
you would live in the nuclear fallout world?
If I have that option, I don't think I get that choice, and I don't think there's anything that you can do to really change it. So
I think I like the last caller's, Mark's suggestion that he'd rather die in that particular case. The hell good is living if there's nothing worth living for? That's how I feel about it. 800-259-9231. What do you have then? If you're the last human alive in some wasteland, what do you have then?
Well, you've got your life, and that's it, right?
What's it worth?
It's worth whatever you decide it's worth.
I guess that's right.
That's what life's about. Yeah. It's worth whatever you decide.
All right, so let's go to Sean in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey.
Sean, you're
on
here.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in response to Scott. For one thing, that I've used the website that he mentioned. Their information is accurate. Their information comes from scientists, and these are scientists that I suppose a mainstreamer like him would call fringe scientists, but these are credentialed scientists from universities from places around the world.
That reminds me, Sean, I wanted to comment briefly on the issue of this website, some natural news website.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that there's some quackery on there. I don't. I mean, I haven't looked at it myself, but I'm taking Scott's word for it that there's probably some crazy sounding crap on there.
But I
some
find of it probably AMA, is crazy. But I find the AMA stuff crazy. When you talk about prescription drugs killing more people than illegal drugs, that's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, the stuff that's presented from the mainstream medical establishment is as bizarre as you can possibly get, and it has zero credibility. It has credibility in the minds of mainstreamers because they bought into it, and these scumbags control the media. Now, I want to address the issue of AIDS that Scott brought up briefly. He brought up the issue of AIDS. Dr. Bauer, Dr. Coleshaw from Canada, Professor Duisberg from the University of California, and what's her name? I can't pronounce her name. It's hard to pronounce, but she's a Nobel-winning scientist from Australia. Those are among thousands of medical professionals worldwide who are saying that there is zero evidence for the existence of HIV, and that the people who have AIDS are actually getting it from AIDS drugs.
They're getting it from AIDS drugs. So you mean that the people that believe they're told they have HIV are taking AIDS drugs, and you believe that, or these people allegedly believe that the drugs are giving them some sort of debilitating condition?
Let's look at AZT, for example. AZT is a DNA chain terminator. It stops DNA replication, not as a side effect, by design. That is exactly what that drug is designed to do. Isn't your immune system made up of DNA? You try taking a substance like that long term and see what happens to you. The protease inhibitors that a lot of people classified as HIV are given, those drugs will kill you by stopping organs from functioning. In fact, people on protease inhibitors die from kidneys shutting down, liver shutting down.
What was the gay plague from the 80s then? If it wasn't AIDS, what was killing gay men in the 80s?
You should look up John Lauritsen. John Lauritsen, in fact, I did an interview with him for my program series that I just started in August, and that was a fascinating interview. John Lauritsen spent decades studying the statistics, and he found that what they were dying from was the same thing that they've been dying from since long before the 80s, which is toxic effect of poppers. A lot of homosexual people throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s were taking poppers because poppers supposedly serve as an aphrodisiac. I don't know
what is a popper.
That is or not true. Poppers are legal drugs, by the way. You don't have to go through the underground market to get them. They're drugs that primarily homosexual males used to take. I don't know to what extent they're still using them, but they were commonly used them from the 60s up till the 90s as an aphrodisiac.
Well, I reject that. A friend of mine in the 80s died. He was a homosexual man, died, and then the guy wouldn't take even aspirin. I've seen him in more than one occasion with a terrible headache, and he wouldn't take aspirin because he didn't believe in drugs. So I find it unlikely that he would have taken anything like that. And he just died as a young man, and, you know, they diagnosed it as AIDS or HIV or whatever it was. So
thanks, Sean, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I think that what you can take away from this is that there's probably some truth on the side of the medical establishment, and there's probably some truth on the side of the naturopaths, the natural healing community. There's probably some bunk on both sides as well. And so to just wipe one of them away and say, well, that's all bunk, well, that's not very scientific.
Yeah, wouldn't it be really great if you had a business, you ran a business, and you could pretty much just disavow the other competition because, well, they're just stupid.
Well, they get to do that because the government's on the side of the establishment, so they can actually outlaw the competition.
That's what makes me believe them.
All right, hour two's coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.